Hi, my name is Eleni and I will guide you through Suvanto today. Suvanto is a classroom that's an example of the Monimuoto L or hybrid teaching classrooms, and these are especially interesting for you if you want there to be interaction between your online and face-to-face participants. This classroom has both in the front a regular teacher computer, widescreen, and some microphones for you to use, camera as well. And then on the other side of the classroom, you find the rally setting, which is especially interesting for a lot of interaction. This is the rally setup. You can use it by itself. It's a proper computer, but you can also use it in combination with the teacher computer or your own laptop. What does it include? It has a camera up here. Then, as you can see, a really big screen. This is a Vestel device, but sometimes it's also connected with a Dell 55. Then in the ceiling is where you find the microphones, and down here are the speakers. So that's where you will, for example, hear the online students' voices from. Then close to the screen, you find a keyboard, a mouse, and important to note that there are two remote controls. This one is the one that you will need to switch on the screen, and this one is connected to the camera. So how do you get this to work? First and for all, you want the screen to show you what you need. If the screen is black, you switch it on from this remote control. And then either it wakes up by itself. If it still doesn't, it can help to just move the computer mouse a little bit or touch the keyboard. Then it looks like a regular university computer. So Control Alt Delete, and then you enter your JYU credentials. Remember, if it's the first time you sign in, this can take quite a long time. But once you've signed in before, it usually goes much quicker. There we are already. Then, if you want to be teaching in Zoom, you need to find Zoom. There are two ways. You can always find Zoom here in the list. So if you go all the way to the last letter of the alphabet, you'll find Zoom. And then this is where you find the famous blue button, and then it will open. But if you haven't been on the computer before and you don't want to scroll through a really long list, you can also use the search engine here. It already shows it now because I just opened it, but here you can also type Zoom and then it opens from here. This screen is a touch screen, so you can use the computer mouse, but you can also just use your fingers. Once the program opens, you have two options. You can sign in like you would on any teacher computer with your email address and JYU credentials. Or if you already have Zoom open on your laptop or on the teacher computer, then all you need to do is join the meeting. So I'm going to show you that one. It'll ask you for the meeting ID, which you find in your own Zoom that you already have open. I will add one now. And then you can also change the name. What I usually do is I change the name to classroom computer or something of the like, so I remember which picture in Zoom is my laptop or the teacher computer and which picture is this Rally setup device. So I will call it classroom computer for now. And then you press join. When Zoom opens, you get this join with computer audio or test speaker and microphone screen. It's always good to first test to see if your speaker and microphones are working. So I click on test speaker and microphone. When I've tested the speaker and microphone, I click on Join with Computer Audio. Now I'm in Zoom. Here you can make Zoom full screen. If it happens that you cannot hear your online participants, or they claim to not hear you, or you can't see them, then we have to check the settings in Zoom. They can be found here at the lower left corner. You can First of all, you need to unmute yourself. So you just tap the microphone. So your microphone is switched on. And then similarly, you tap the start video button. And then the video or the camera opens. And here you can now see that both the microphone is on and the video is on. If there's still some problems, it might be that you're using a different camera or a different microphone. So from this little arrows next of the mute button and next of the stop video button, you can check which camera and which microphone you're using. So let's see. As a microphone, there's the Logi Rally Audio. And similarly for speakers, it should also tag the Logi Rally Audio. And then when you check the video settings, it again says Logi Rally Camera. So make sure that all the names include the Rally and you'll be fine. I'm in Zoom and my first student has arrived, so I want to make sure that my online participants can see me and the rest of the classroom well. I'm just gonna pin the classroom camera so it's easier for you to see what happens. As mentioned before, there are two remote controls and this square-shaped one is the one that's connected to the camera. So I can use this to zoom in, zoom out and move the camera around. It's a remote control, so I do not have to stand here. I don't have to stay close to this device. I can walk around the classroom and then control the camera through here. I'll show you. So you can move the camera all the way to one side of the classroom or all the way to the other side. It also goes up and down. And you can zoom out or zoom in quite far as well. So you can adjust this to the needs of your teaching. The remote control also includes a button to mute yourself. So now my microphone went off, or to unmute myself, and I can also change the volume up and down. Okay, and we have a student with us today. Hi, Pasi, how are you doing?
Hello, it's going good. How are you?
Fine, thank you. So I can hear Pasi through the speakers down here, and he can hear us thanks to the microphones in the ceiling. So again, I don't need to stand here for him to hear me well. I can walk around the space. And if there would be students with me in the classroom, then Pasi would be able to hear them as well. One more thing that you will most likely be doing in hybrid teaching is sharing a screen, or you want to make sure that when you have slides that both your face-to-face and online students can see what it is you're sharing. As usual, you can just share from Zoom. This is a computer, so if you open your slides on this computer, you can go here to share screen and then share your slides straight from this device. But in here, I'm also logged in with my laptop or with the teacher computer, so I could share the screens through there. And Pasi, can you show us? Because of course, any student can as well share their screen. And then you'll see that once Pasi opens his slides, they will be visible here on the big screen for everyone on campus. Voila. If you are in Teams instead of Zoom, then you can check your camera and mic settings from here. So there's more, these three dots. And then device settings, the first option, the wheel. And then as you can see here with audio, it shows again this Logi Rally Audio with speaker. I'll open it. It also says the Rally device, and here for microphone, again, you see Rally. So this is where you can check that you have the right settings on. When my teaching ends, I want to first close Zoom. So similarly as on your own computer, any other, you press the red button that says leave. Leave meeting. Now I have left Zoom. I can close the program. And then like with any other university computer, when I'm about to leave the room, I sign out from the device. So sign out. Remember not to switch it off. It'll show the start screen again. There we are. And remember, you can save energy by also switching off the screen, which is easiest with the remote control. So in short, If you want to use a Monimoto L or hybrid teaching room, then that's the room to be in if you want there to be interaction between your online and face-to-face participants, whether it's teaching in Zoom or having a meeting in Teams. We had a look at especially the rally setting here in this classroom. We checked how to switch on the device, how to make sure all the settings are correct, how the cameras and microphones work. And then we also checked how to switch everything back off again once your meeting or teaching has ended. Good luck!
So, first of all, how to find these rooms? I have now logged into COVS, and you can find all these different categories in COVS. So if I go to Resource Planning and Reservations, then I could search these rooms either from the free busy search or make other reservations. So I will make now other reservation. I will have to find the date when I want to find this available room and then select a suitable time. I will write just teaching for the topic. And then to look for the specific rooms, I click the magnifying glass and search rooms. Here, I don't have to fill in any of the other details, but for the resource part, or väline in Finnish, I can write hybrid teaching L. In this case, I could also write Monimoto L in Finnish. Now, when I search for the available rooms, I find that there is only one available now. If this suits me, I can select it with the plus sign. And now I have this room available. When I scroll over it, I see all the equipment that are included there. Then I could make the reservation by pressing save.